Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 15. This is going to be, we're going over the August previews for product shipping in October. And because we didn't make it to Marvel last time, I decided we're going to start with Marvel. And as I've been accused of being anti-Marvel, we'll go through them first, and I'll do my best to be positive. Thanks. First, we'll go around the table and introduce everybody. To my left is...
Joe F.
Adam Russell.
Jeremy Dan.
Matt Lytle.
In Cleveland...
Nick Borelli.
Sean Sisson.
Okay. A little smaller group. Actually, I talked to a couple of people, and they said they weren't coming because they don't want to have everything ruined for them, so they don't read previews, which I think is kind of interesting. The whole purpose of previews is basically it's a retailer catalog. This is what I order my books from. And this information in here is basically for me to tell me what's going on with the books to order them. But it has moved further and further to a consumer catalog basically designed to get you guys excited. And sadly, it tells me less and less. Most of the actual information in the solicits doesn't say a whole lot about what's going on.
That's quite, what we're here for. We're to help you.
Yeah, quite a few of the Marvel books don't tell you anything at all.
Is there any talk of making a separate retailer?
There has been talk. We've asked about it, but I think the big fear is that it'll still get leaked.
No.
I'm just saying you look at stuff where there's stuff on Bleeding Cool before I get the email from Diamond or from DC. So, obviously, you know, some retailer out there, I think everybody knows who it is sending stuff to Bleeding Cool. As soon as they get it, they just automatically forward it on. So, it kind of negates the point of doing a separate one. So, I don't think we'll ever see it. That's the big reason we're not getting digital copies of DC stuff, is they're afraid of the leaks and stuff, which I'm like, well, I get Marvel and I get Image, and I haven't heard of any problems, but they don't want to take the chance. So yuck. But, basically, if you have a previews in front of you, basically this is what I have to go through every month to try to figure out what to order. Now, a lot of it's really easy. Most of the Marvel, DC stuff, I can do it based on orders of prior product. Like Fear Itself 7 is on the first page here. I'm pretty much going to order probably right around where Fear Itself 6 sold. So I have some track record. Where it gets more confusing is the number ones, especially things like Image. When you get into the Image stuff, most of those are number ones. And then the fun stuff in the back of the book. That the more I hear about, more and more retailers ignore, which distresses me to no end, but also is fun when people come into the store and say, wow, look at all the stuff you have, because that's the fun part. Like, yeah, we were just talking, there's this new book, Living Corpse, what's that, from Dynamite?
Yeah.
Yeah, that has been a real popular one here in the store that I'm sure several stores around here probably didn't even order. But, so we'll get, like, I mean, here we, okay, so we'll start with Marvel previews. Page 3, double-sized finale of Fear Itself. Nothing too exciting there. Not the issue's not exciting, but there's nothing, you know, that's, like I said, for me, I'm just going to order that the same as the last one. Fear Itself, Hulk versus Dracula. I think everybody's a little burnt out on vampires, and the second line in this annoys me to no end. The story from Tomb of Dracula, Throne of Blood was only the beginning. Well, great, all four people that bought that are now going to see where this is going. But, yeah, introducing an all-new team of heroes to the Marvel Universe. It's like, but you're going to do it in this little spin-off that, honestly, I'm probably going to order 10 copies of. So, yeah, I don't know what everybody's feeling is on that. But then everything looks like everything else is wrapping up. Fear Itself, Homefront number 7. Again, not a big seller.
That Homefront idea seems to have run its course.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool with Civil War, but...
Yeah. After that, it...
This is nothing like Civil War. I mean, it's just it's an anthology book with a Homefront title.
Yeah.
It's not...
Oh, it's not even the journalism kind
No,
of...
not at all. I mean, the main story is about Speedball in Connecticut.
So not even like a Ben Urich focus?
No, Ben Urich's not. I mean, there's some television shots, but like no Ben Urich at all.
Wow.
It's been good, though. I will say the Ben the Speedball story's been good.
Yeah, cool.
It's Christos Gage.
Well, yeah.
Well, and Fred Van Lente, Howard Chaykin, Brian Clevenger.
Christos Gage is writing the
Speedball,
the Speedball story, which is like half the issue. The Chaykin stuff's 1 to 2 pages.
Okay.
I have to say, Fear Itself, I think, really picked up.
Yeah.
From,
yep.
I think, what was it, issue 5, issue 4?
4 and 5 picked up.
Four and 5, yeah. so I'm pretty excited for Fear Itself.
A little confused just about the promo picture for number 6, just it has them carrying Thor's body, and in that is Spider-Man, who just ran home. So I don't understand that imagery. But
he came back.
Ran home and came back to help carry Thor.
Actually, it's an imposter from Spider Island invading the
Fear
Itself.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I didn't think about that. It's MJ, as we'll see later, is now Spider-Man. Mighty Thor 7 looks interesting. It's kind of showing the old history, where the serpent came from, and Jeremy made an interesting point today. He said, oh, so it's basically the serpent is Odin's Loki. And, okay.
See, I just thought this was Batman's R.I.P. Batman R.I.P., when they, after the event was finished, they went back and did two fill-ins to tell you the story they couldn't tell you before.
That's what this looks like. It looks like it's important stuff, too.
But another after-the-fact type thing.
I could have swore I read somewhere that the serpent was actually one of Odin's brothers.
Oh, it could be. Well, Loki is Thor's brother.
That was lost during the Simonson run.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of my thing about the Loki, is they seem to be brothers. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Avengers Academy, it was just, the cover on this one just kind of made me laugh, only because it's such, how many times have we seen this image? You know, the cover image of the shattered photograph indicating the team's been destroyed. Yeah. I think it was just on, the last one I remember was, Identity Crisis? That was, I think, the cover of the trade has that.
I really don't see how this comic keeps going, though.
It's good.
This is
it's
a major status quo change in
it
this
is,
one.
I agree with folks.
Who are these people to begin with?
They're all people new that got screwed up by Norman Osborn.
Yeah, the whole premise of the book is they're heroes that got jacked by Norman Osborn. Like, they got extra powers, and they were selected to be this because they're the most likely to become villains, and they're trying to prevent that.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, especially with Hank Pym being the guy in charge of all of that.
Well, not only Hank Pym, but you look at everybody else there. Speedball, Tigra, and Quicksilver. I mean, those are characters that kind of, you know,
he's
have some shady past.
Right.
Yeah, I really like the book, but yeah, I like Christos Cage, too. So.
How does it compare to Avengers The Initiative?
Better.
Better? Because Avengers The Initiative was really good.
Yeah, it's a little darker, I'd say. It's different.
Yeah, it's a very different book.
I thought the early issues of Avengers Initiative were better. I thought it started to
kind of slow down
at the end.
Yeah. the Korvac thing where he came back and they all inherited their older bodies was kind of lame, but the rest of the book's been good.
Looks like there could be some major changes after this, so it'll be interesting to see if it can kind of maintain what it's been doing.
There's supposed to be new characters in the team, and I guess in a bigger team.
Yeah.
And I
have a feeling they're probably going to fold in some of the results of the one right below it, the Youth in Revolt from Fear Itself.
Yeah, I think Finesse, though, as a character, has a lot of potential in the Marvel U, of any of those characters.
Yeah.
She's basically a female teenage Taskmaster.
And Reptile from, which
Superhero
is
Squad.
Yeah, Superhero Squad. That's awesome.
Okay. Then a couple other books I'm not reading, so... Invincible Iron Man.
New Mutants.
New Mutants is a solid book.
Is it? Okay.
It's Adam Lang. I'm kind of disappointed they're crossing it over because it feels a little forced based on the first crossover issue. Yeah. But
New Mutants is one that, coming out of Fear Itself, I'm actually considering
to tie Danny Moonstar into something to do with Asgard.
Oh, yeah. And I don't read anything Sean McKeever writes, so...
But it has Joe's favorite cover artist.
That's right, Giuseppe Cammon Cooley.
On Ryan.
Do you have to be part of Italian to be able to say that correctly?
Maybe. Okay, and then we have the Iron Man, which is kind of interesting because I'm like, oh, Destroyer Iron Man, interesting. And then Jeremy was telling me today.
The Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes cartoon on Disney Channel, the season finale of the series. Had the Avengers getting split up to each of the nine worlds in Asgard. Iron Man ends up with the dwarves, and what's he do? Transforms the Destroyer armor into Iron Man armor. So it's like already, this is the big reveal in it.
Available on Netflix.
Yep.
Ooh.
So, because that was the first thing I thought of when I saw that image was, hey, I've seen this before.
Okay, back now, Journey into Mystery. Two issues. Can't tell. Looks like it's going to be wrapping up Fear Itself in that.
That's getting dropped right after Fear Itself.
And then Ghost Rider with the most bizarre cover I've seen in a while, with two skulls kissing.
Yes. As long as Gillen's writing it, I'll continue to get it.
But yeah, Ghost Rider I don't think is doing nearly as well as they had hoped.
The Norse stuff just didn't do it.
But another one of my questions, why are they launching that in the middle of an event? So,
and with an entirely new Ghost Rider.
Right. Like
they have two Ghost Riders, right?
Well, then the old Ghost Rider is hunting the new Ghost Rider. So I kind of understand that, but it just, I don't think it's taken off the way they wanted. Okay, the Fearless. First line in, first four words of this scare me to death. A new twice-monthly series. So, five words, sorry. Twice-monthly means I have to have my orders in for the first one before I see how the second one does. Or for the, my final orders have to be in for the second one before I see how number one does. And typically, I've learned that they do this when they have a stinker on their hands. And they want to kind of confirm my first two order numbers. So,
look at all the writers, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of writers. That's great. I like the variant cover artists as well. I think that's my favorite. Thomas Billy Adams or something. But and then the fact you have the entire solicit is classified. Just
look,
makes
variant
it...
covers A, B, and C, and D by TBA.
Right. Yeah.
It's classic.
At least it's not penciled by TBA. But it's like they made a big deal about getting Mark Bagley back, and now they have him doing this book with cover by Art Adams.
What has to be
good? Well, yeah, because he did Trinity.
He's not even doing all the art.
Right. So it's just, and with three artists or three writers, it's just it feels like it's going to be an anthology book. It's just I'm scared of it already.
I think it's the repercussions book.
Yeah, but
I'll be reading it if that helps you.
But my concern, it's going to be, you know, little six-page stories, you know, 3 6-page stories in each issue.
My guess is it's going to be 12 pages by fraction, 6 and 6.
Yeah, could be.
To round out 22, 24.
Yeah, but just, yeah. And then we get to Incredible Hulk number one. Why is my big question, only in the sense of why do we need a new number one? Just because the writer left? I can see.
That said, it's a writer that's been on the series for almost a decade.
Yeah. Right, right. But are we launching a new number one just because Jason Aaron wants a book and he didn't want to continue the numbering? Because I found anytime they do a number one for a writer or an artist, it never kind of works out. You know, I think back to even X-Men number one. Claremont did, what, 3 issues? Go back to Spider-Man number one for McFarlane. He lasted, what, maybe a year? It just never.
Spider-Man number one with Mark Millar lasted a year.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. So it just seems odd. Unless there's something in the story that I'm not getting, that there's a reason they need a new number one.
There's not.
Unless something happens with him being the breaker of skulls or
maybe
souls or whatever.
Obviously,
he is.
The Earth expires.
I think in this case, the number one is to highlight the creative team change more than anything.
But
else.
I actually.
The status quo's different now, too. Apparently, Hulk's the hero and Banner's the villain.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, I can see that in the solicit. Oh, wait, no, I can't because it says classified.
See, to be perfectly honest, I actually like that when a new team takes over that they start with number one. I wish they'd do a new volume every time a new team takes over.
But in every single book? Because Marvel does do that in every book nowadays.
It just depends on how long somebody's been on the book. If it's somebody that does like a 6 or 12 issue run, no big deal. But Pac's been there.
Anything less than 12 I could see not renumbering. But 12 or above, I have no problem with that.
To be honest,
I actually think it's a good idea.
I don't think this has anything to do with Jason Aaron in number one. I think it's marketing. Right?
Yeah, oh, so do I. They had to respond.
Yeah, I think the writers and the creative teams could care less what number the book is.
Yeah, it just seemed odd to... But they're going to hype it and they have, what, 8 covers?
4, 5, 6.
And to be perfectly honest, I haven't read Hulk for a long time.
2, 3, 4, 5 covers.
And I am going to at least give this a try.
Okay.
There's a blank cover.
Yes.
Am I the only one that gets those?
No, I get a couple. Then we get 2 John Carter Warlord of Mars books, which I understand Disney owns Marvel. It's a Disney movie. But we also have 3 John Warlord of Mars books coming from Dynamite. And I honestly don't think the market can support 5 John Carter Warlord of Mars books.
Then I would lose the Dynamite ones.
Well,
but they have nice covers.
They have nice covers that probably sells them far better than these will sell.
That said, the only thing I have interest in this is the cover because I love Scotty Young.
Right, right. But what about the other one by Esad Ribic? You know, I just
good too.
Yeah, but I don't think the movie's going to do that good because I don't think there's that much interest.
I didn't
in
know
the book.
There was a movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a movie either.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is it like Planet of the Space Tomatoes or something? I mean, is
no, it's John Carter, World War Mars.
It's one of those they've been working on for decades.
Is it like a B-rated thing, or is it like a real, like...
It's in, it's the trailer for it's in just about every
movie now. I
know about
John Carter, the character, I just didn't know there was a new movie.
Yep. They have the movie logo right there.
If you've gotten to see a movie within the last 3 months, it's been one of the previews.
I didn't see it before.
I'm playing on my cell phone, I guess, in the theater.
There you go. Okay, now we're getting into the new Ultimate stuff. We're going to have to wait and see.
How do you order those, since it's a brand new line?
I take a wild guess and stick my thumb in the air.
But do you do it based on
what do you think about
Ultimate?
The trade dress?
What do you mean?
Just the design of the covers. It seems like they're doing a uniform thing like...
they did that before. They've done that before. It looks fine. I mean... All new Spider-Man. That's a very awkward pose, ordering this stuff, I just basically, take whatever the last issue is and drop it by about 5.
I'm just amazed that the entire Ultimate line is still $4, since these are kind of supposed to be non-continuity gateway books.
Well, because they can be $4.
I know.
So. See, I'm conflicted with these, because I really care less about the Ultimate Universe. But I really like Hickman and I really like Spencer.
Yeah, I mean, they have good creative teams.
And it's like, if I'm getting 3 out of 4, I might as well get Spider-Man.
Just how many times are they going to revamp these and redo them? This is, our second Ultimate Comics Spider-Man #1 in, a year? A little over a year?
How often is DC going to redo their entire universe? Well, I mean, that's every 5 years, but it's a big change.
No, it's not. It's not every 5 years.
Not every 5 years.
15, more than 15.
Not every 5 years that they do no #1s, but it does seem like it's quite often that they start over.
As long as the mandate is taking characters that we know and telling stories that are different, I'm all for them all, the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
If it's rehash of the Dark Phoenix saga over and over again, no interest.
Yeah, I agree with Nick on that.
I like how the description of Ultimate Comics Spider-Man #3 says who is behind the mask.
Right, because no one knows.
By #3, it'll be a big surprise.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a big surprise right now.
Yeah.
And then it looks like we're wrapping up Spider Island.
I want that cover.
that might or might not be a poster in the back. We don't know at this point.
If it is, I'll take one. No.
So we're wrapping that up, and then wrapping up all the one shots or minis.
I will say the Spider Island Cloak and Dagger was very good and worth a read.
Okay.
I've
never been a big Cloak and Dagger fan, and I really liked it.
But the first issue of Spider Island, I actually enjoyed because it was just a fun comic.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, it didn't try to do anything special. It was just fun.
And I think Ramos does really good art for Spider-Man.
What
he's doing now, I think it's very Spider-Man-ish. Yeah.
I would say it does feel like
he's almost as good as
Giuseppe Camuncoli.
Thank you.
I was a 90s Spider-Man reader a lot, too, and this seems like there's a lot of stuff that harkens back to that time for the good and the bad of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like the last issue of Spider-Man.
It feels like Slott's back to where he was with Big Time.
Yeah.
Kind of after.
I think he got forced into a lot of those crossovers.
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic Four.
Black Panther got talked about. I love the Black Panther cover, only because that's Spider-Man 102. It was a giant size. It was green. I can see it. But, I really like that.
Speaking of covers that have been homaged years and years, this is one of them, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the Avengers one. Sorry.
Variations have been done on that for a long time. That's okay. Variations have been done on that for quite a while. I'm looking at this going, okay. I still feel like we haven't really had a good Avengers story with the hardcore team before they're changing it up. I mean, the first one,
when they went in the future, was good.
It was okay, but it was confusing. And it always left you, anytime they go into the future and stuff, so we had, have they ever done anything with who was it? Was that John? No, Killraven.
Well, that was all about Ultron setting him up as like the big next big baddie.
Right. But then we went into, once again, hey, look, it's the Hood, because we can't think of another villain to use, so let's give the Hood some other power.
Well, they're trying to make as much money off Brian K. Vaughan characters as they can.
Okay.
Then they tied in the Avengers, what was it called, the new Avengers movie or whatever?
Avengers Next
characters.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, the movie was terrible, but I like the idea that they're using those characters.
Now, see, here's something I don't like. Is this Spider Island Heroes for Hire #1?
Mm-hmm.
Why does that need to be a one-shot? Why can't that just be Heroes for Hire 11 or 12 or whatever number they should be.
I agree completely.
Didn't Heroes for Hire get canceled?
Well,
I hope not. I like that.
It's getting
book.
Revamped as Villains for Hire.
Oh, okay.
Still Abnett Lanning?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Still Misty Knight.
Okay. Well, but no, but she might be an Avenger. She's right there.
The problem with Avengers is, in my opinion, Bendis can't write, just like Brubaker, Bendis can't write a team book. He's fine with solo characters. Once it gets to a team book, people just get lost in the mix.
He's been doing team books for a while, though.
And what would stop Misty Knight from having her own book if she's an Avenger? Because Spider-Man has 17 titles right now.
Oh, true, true. She and I just noticed Loki's on this.
Or Wolverine.
That'd be interesting to throw Loki in there.
So is Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Loki's a sort of a founding member in a sense.
True.
And
very
so
good.
Is Deadpool.
Good. Oh,
and
I didn't
Blade.
Notice Deadpool.
The new child Loki.
Man-Thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to have. Like, just like I like Ares' son.
Cloak and Dagger.
Well, he's no longer in the X-Men.
Storm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Avengers 1959, I don't know what to think about this. I don't know how popular that part of the story of those new Avengers arcs was.
Not super enthusiastic about it.
So, I mean, I enjoyed Chaykin, but some of those books just, it was like 8 pages too long and it was only a 10-page story.
I'll read that. I'll be buying that.
I'll be buying it. I think it's a good book for hardcore Marvel nerds, but short of that.
Yeah, I don't see that having a big
crossover
appeal. I think
it's hardcore Avengers fans and hardcore Chaykin fans, which I consider myself both. So,
I mean, it's not even necessarily hardcore Avengers fans, and as much as it's hardcore Marvel fans, those characters have never had anything to do with the Avengers.
Well, right. Nick Fury.
Well, okay. But Sabretooth?
Right. Kraven.
Kraven?
And then... I was talking today trying to figure out what is their obsession with Hawkeye right now. This is, what, his fourth
pumping him
series.
For the Avengers movie?
But he's had this is now his fourth miniseries. And I just, it's like, really? Is he popular enough of a character to keep getting mini after mini? So it's just,
and
this one struck me as very odd.
So here's my conflict is I love Jan Van Meter. That's Rucka's wife. She's a great writer. But that cover, how did that guy get a job?
Well, if you look, Hawkeye and Cap have the exact same face.
Well, yeah, but because he just drew a mask over him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same face.
Yeah.
That cover.
So, no, I hear you. But now, luckily, that guy's not doing the inside, so.
Yeah,
but who's Roger Robinson?
I don't know.
Look how thin Thor looks.
Roger Robinson's old school. He did Batman, Azrael. He did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Thor looks exactly like he was taking from a previous cover. I remember I caught another cover that he looked exactly the same.
What does it say? The Arrowed Avenger returns. Where did he go? He's been in like.
Yeah, I know. He's because
he
just
blind, and he probably ran off with Spider Woman at some point.
Oh, yeah,
Well, in that Hawkeye blind spot, he lost his vision, and Stark helped him get it back.
Okay, but yeah, he's dating Spider Girl now.
Spider-Woman.
Apparently, woman. Sorry,
Spider Girl's a little underage.
I apologize. Okay, and then we get the Secret Avengers.
How cool is that David Aja?
Yeah, I agree.
I like the David Aja. I'm not a big fan of the Cassidy one. That doesn't make sense.
It's a very clean cut, though.
It is, his hand could cut a guy's
head. Is that supposed to be Elektra?
No, that's Shang-Chi.
I'm looking forward to what were Ellis's one-shots on this, because it's just going to be 6 one-shots in a row by Ellis. I think that's...
But again, that's going to be a tough one to order.
With one-and-dones is a good idea. They're just missions.
Yeah.
I'm
going to miss Deodato on this, though.
Well, he's on new, so you're okay.
Yeah, but I like them on this, just the feel of it. You know?
Avengers, Children's...
Well, stealth Avengers.
Okay, Children's Crusade. I'm still waiting for this to finish, and then I'll read it all at once.
Great book.
It's really important to the Marvel Universe, if it
sticks. Yeah, if it sticks. But just when it's bi-monthly and delayed...
I think it has to stick. I don't think it has... Has there been a late issue of that?
Yeah.
Really? Because it's every other month, so I didn't think they'd been late yet. I thought they were...
Well,
I think between either 3 and 4 or 4 and 5.
Okay, New Avengers. Hey, wait. Why is Spider-Man wearing his Fantastic Four costume? Why is Daredevil on a team book? And then somebody was just telling me today, apparently Daredevil's wielding a machine gun in New Avengers.
Yes. Now, do you think Deodato swiped Neil Adams like Rich Johnson?
I don't know. That looks like a really quick cover.
What do you think about the return of Norman Osborn?
depends on how they do it.
Yeah, yeah. My other problem with that is he broke out of prison in Osborne, the miniseries. I want to say I sold 4 of the last issue of that. So not everybody knows.
That's a shame. You should really pump that book because it's fantastic.
But nobody wanted it. Nobody bought it. Nobody wanted it.
That was a weird, cool book.
That was a very cool book. Highly recommend that.
Everybody would be buying it if you pumped it like
there we go.
Flashpoint.
There we go.
That was like a psychological.
I didn't read it. I read the first issue and I didn't like it. So
let's talk about Flashpoint.
No.
See, I like this cover. It does feel a little rushed.
It doesn't feel finished. That's all.
Well, it's got Miss Marvel, so.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like that team is so small.
Well, that's just a subset, I think.
Well, if you add it up with all the other Avengers books, the Avengers team is really
big. Doctor Strange.
I just don't know what keeps these guys together as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like leftover Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, do we need this book, you know? Spidey's in enough books. Wolverine's in enough books. Thing has is now in 2 other books.
It's basically just Miss Marvel and a bunch of guys on their weekends.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's on both the Avengers teams.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. He just kind of walked out of
the it was kind of billed as like a disguised version of the Defenders. Mm-hmm. But now they're coming out with that new Defenders book. So that was kind of how I looked at it, is New Avengers existed as the Defenders, like the thrown together team to do weird stuff. It's like if the Defenders is coming out, what's going to be the point of this book?
And I think the one thing that they lost...
It's like a street-level Avengers book.
Yeah. Which New Avengers kind of used to be.
But they lost in the beginning, right? It was the whole, like, Luke Cage wanted to have his Avengers and do things his way, and they gave him the key, like, he bought the mansion. Where is that?
Yeah, but then they said, also, you're going to run the Thunderbolts. I hope you have some free time.
Right,
But they've lost that whole Luke Cage setting the direction of this team. Right. It doesn't feel like it's his team anymore.
That's when it was the best. His team, he was doing things differently. He was making an impact on the streets, and that was a cool book.
Know what happened? Brother Voodoo died. He was the soul of the team.
He was the glue that held that team together.
Is that soul in quotes?
Oh, yes.
He's a soul brother.
That he was.
So Captain America number 4.
You know what? When I saw this and when I read that it takes place in World War II, I went, oh, enough.
Really?
Enough.
I
like the World War II stories.
I'm afraid after the Cap 2.
Oh, Cap 2 was not good.
But what do you think about that cover?
I think it's a cool cover, but I don't
think he's going to make it.
But put that
out
on Captain Captain Bucky, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
I would rather them have a story set in World War II with Cap right now instead of having to figure out a way to have his continuity get all screwed up with what's going on with Fear itself.
Yeah.
Well, wait till you read Cap 2. You want to talk about weird continuity.
Yeah, all of a sudden Cap in the dream world going... through alternate dimensions.
Okay, well, I wasn't really going to spoil it on the day.
That's
not
spoiling it. That's just, it was bizarre.
Cap is probably my longest running book that I've been getting, and it's looking like it's going to be canceled.
Yeah, because Brubaker's getting away from his strengths there. Yeah. It's just scary.
Brubaker's strength and then is a Cap, ground level character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Cap and Bucky, man, did that. As soon as they changed that tanked. Talking half of...
You skipped over a very good book, though.
Which one?
Red Skull.
You know what? I can't get past number 1 with the dead dogs.
I
read
book.
32 pages to see a dead dog.
Do you guys feel like you have to shower after you read it, even though it's very good? Like, I kind of feel wrong buying it and reading it, but it's so good.
It is.
Like, it's a book that Red Skull deserves.
Yeah.
Like, you really need to see this guy as evil incarnate, and you're getting it.
Yeah,
okay, because I didn't get that out of the first one.
No, you don't get
it. I got
it
as a kid whose puppy got killed, and I'm like, wow, that's his whole motivation?
Yeah. No, the
it's
second...
It's like the Star Wars prequels. It's gradual.
Okay, yeah. Well...
The second one definitely takes it up a notch.
There's no Jar Jar.
No, oh, thank goodness.
Yet.
Okay.
Yet.
But yeah, Cap and Bucky, my sales numbers cut in half from the last issue of Cap.
I like
Cap and
the
Bucky.
First one. I'm not a fan of Samnee's art, though. It's just, as much as everybody's oh, he's so great, why'd they cancel his book?
It's one of those, for me, it's good but not necessary.
Yeah. And I think everybody else felt that way.
Well, I think it was a way to give, because Brubaker's leaving the title, right? He's transitioning it to
Mark Draco.
And Draco.
Yeah.
Mm, it'll die.
But just why
that.
Do we need it, I guess, is my question.
Because you need Draco's. 2 Cap books to support
we
the movie.
The movie's out. It's done. We're, you know.
Sarcasm.
Move on. okay, 2 issues of Hulk.
Garbage. How many do you sell of that?
Not a lot. Not enough.
It's guest star in the Secret Avengers.
It is.
I mean, is that a 15 book a month?
Yeah, I think 18 was my last order.
I enjoy it.
That's pretty good.
Each one of these Daredevil covers is my favorite cover of the month so far.
Yeah. Yeah, and the issue 2 is fantastic.
So to give us a...
They're just amazing.
No, but I mean the issue is fantastic.
So to give us relative point, what's your best-selling book? Roughly.
No, I'm trying to think.
Flashpoint.
No, see, I'm trying to factor those out.
X-Men?
Offhand, I'd probably say X-Force.
And what does it sell?
X-Force and Avengers, they're in the 45 range.
Because we're saying 18.
Yeah.
Just to give people a relative number, 40 to 45 is your best.
No, X-Men is draw. X-Men's about 30.
Which one?
Well, Uncanny's 30. X-Men adjective list is down to 15.
Is that high?
X-Men Legacy is 12.
12?
Yeah. Nobody's reading it.
Straight up X-Men's, it's the 15 still? Yeah. Wow.
Well, that was the last
issue. It was like Legion and Frenzy, huh?
No, it's scary.
And nobody likes vampires.
No, everybody. Yeah, I love how everybody said, this is my last issue.
Girls do?
Yeah, apparently. And then I saw they're going to the Savage Land. I'm like, you're kidding me.
With the FF.
Let's totally kill this book.
Why don't they go to Madripoor and all the other desks? Yeah.
Let me rephrase this.
Don't have any ideas.
I'm not tired of vampires as much as I'm tired of Victor Gishler. Yeah. Like, I'll just be honest. I don't mind vampires if they're well-written. He just...
But I'm so excited that we're going from 3 to 4 X-Men books now.
I don't mind vampires either, but I don't think they really need to be mixed in with X-Men.
No,
it doesn't make any sense.
That, like, I was really excited initially because the MI-13 stuff with the vampires was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it just... They didn't really do anything. It's like, oh, look, they killed Dracula. Oh, well, we'll put his head back on. Oh, he's better, now he stopped them. Okay. That was the extent of it? It was like, really? All this build-up?
The story was weak because of that. Yeah. It was like
the MI-13
like
stuff was Million? No,
Cornell.
Cornell.
Cornell. 5 issues for the main story.
It was really
it just
good because they had Dracula
and then a million
like
tie-ins where nothing happened.
Yeah. Quick question. Yes. Does anybody know why it's up to Daredevil number 5 and it's the first issue with Marcos Martin?
Marcos did the backup story or the second half story in issue 1. I guess he didn't do anything in number 2, and my guess is
he's
3
He's been
and 4.
Doing the covers, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
No, the cover was Rivera.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 and 2 have been Rivera.
That cover's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I have a question. If you're not a big shot or an architect, are you anything at Marvel?
Probably not. You're a frosh. you're a pledge. A pledge.
Because they are frat boys.
Yeah. You said Punisher was good, right, Matt?
Yo, it's funny. I finally just got Punisher back in after 2 reorders where they sent me the wrong thing. So I can finally read it.
I liked it. Some people say the art looks photoshopped.
I thought Punisher was awesome. I thought they kind of played him like Batman almost. Like they had a whole story.
How do you say the artist's name?
I would say that Marco Cicchetto.
Thank you.
Anyway, they kind of played him like Batman where they had a whole story about a crime that was committed. And then Punisher came in at the end almost like a phantom.
Okay, but, like urban legend.
And now
Punisher.
I'm a very Rucka fan. Like, but his strength is the same as Brubaker, except I think Rucka writes female strong characters better than Brubaker. But very crime level, gritty,
street
and
level,
I think that's a great writer for Punisher.
Yeah, no, I do too. I think I'm going to enjoy it. I haven't got to read the Moon Knight.
Awesome,
fantastic.
Yes,
you should read those, Colin.
It's in my pile.
I know.
Yeah. And this goes to what Sean said. Bendis writes a good solo character.
And street level, it's like street level.
Even though it's kind of a team book.
Yeah.
If you count his personalities,
it feels like it's different. It's not Daredevil, but this has been the first book he's written since Daredevil that has that.
And he makes me interested in Echo.
Yeah, much more so than in Daredevil.
Yeah,
that's one of the. The great things, the comparison between Marvel and DC. A lot of the Marvel writers write the good solo, street-level characters, where DC doesn't. They do more of the Batman team guy.
Yeah, Snyder's doing a pretty good job.
But overall, they
do a lot of team books.
Morrison doesn't write a good, strong... They're a street level guy. I think he's taken that away from Batman. I think he's ruined that in Batman. He's flying all over the world and getting Batwing.
Just a different
Black
Batman.
Bat.
There's a bunch of different Batman.
You skipped right over the All Ages page.
Well, the All Ages, I mean, I'll be honest, the All Ages doesn't do that well for Marvel. My other all ages does great. SpongeBob sells like crazy. That I think I am out of that strawberry shortcake.
Right.
Which I ordered 10 of. Marvel stuff I ordered 2 or 3 of.
Out of curiosity, something like this Toy Story. Like
Toy Story, not interested, only because it's simply reprinting the Boom stuff.
Okay. Okay.
So I ordered this. What was the first one? The Cars stuff, and people looked at it and said, "Oh, I already have this."
Gotcha.
And walked away from it. So
gotcha. Does the strawberry shortcake retain its smell?
It does. It's scratch and sniff.
I gotta go back to Moon Knight. I'm a little thrown by Ultron being a.
It's not.
It just doesn't.
You gotta read it. Like it's not Ultron.
It's Ultron's head. It's part of a.
As a trophy, an underworld.
I remember when Daredevil had his trophy on a stick when JRJR was writing it. Andacini. I remember that.
JRJR wrote something?
No, he drew it. Andacini wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He did
write something terrible 10 years ago, though.
But it was a very memorable.
He's drawing something very terrible right now. It's called Avengers.
Okay. Alpha Flight, I haven't written.
Good. Good book.
I enjoyed it.
Real
Kazar, I ordered 2 copies in of number 3. I might be down to 1 by the time we get to this one.
Does Marvel have focus groups or anything to say,
no.
Do you care about this character? Because,
no.
I mean, DC's just as bad.
And here we
right?
go, the book of the month, Vampires, the Marvel Undead Handbook.
Well, that's your primer, because there after Fear Itself, yeah. When the vampires come, you're not going to know anything about it.
I will
it.
Drop every Marvel book if the vampires.
You will not be the only one.
Iron Man 2.0, yeah, I didn't like the first one, I haven't read past that.
I say it's good, but I like Nick Spencer, I like Iron Man, I'm biased. The art stinks, but I can live with it.
I was talking about this earlier
it's
today.
It's a decent book, the art stinks.
Did anybody else, I loved Abnett and Lanning's Marvel Cosmic, but I felt severely underwhelmed by Annihilators. I'm not really looking forward to the Earthfall.
I thought... After Annihilation Conquest, their stuff started going downhill.
There's a Groot and Rocket Raccoon story.
Yeah, the only thing I'm happy about this...
You're excited for them?
The first Annihilators were $5 books, which turned a lot of people off. And I don't know if I'll be able to get them back, because this is only a $4 book. But I know a lot of people looked at that and put it back.
I read all the Cosmic stuff in trade, because I don't know it well enough to read it month to month and follow it. I try to read Realm of Kings that way, and I lost a lot.
It's like Adam said, it's almost more of a draw for the Rocket Raccoon Groot story than anything.
Heck yeah, man.
That's what I care about.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting to FF, which I found very funny. Just the last sentence.
They're in the book.
Yeah, they're in the book. The last sentence of issue 11 says, "What does it mean for Marvel's first family?" And I kind of laughed. I said, well, obviously, Fantastic Four 600 is the next issue, so...
Now, are they keeping...
That's what it means. They're keeping FF. What I don't know if it's going to be them in that book, or if it's just going to be the kids and Dragon Man, or what it's going to be.
Maybe it's just going to be an Inhumans book with the FF name.
Maybe.
If it is, I can seriously care less about the kids and Dragon Man.
Yeah. And people have... this is a book that has been... declining rapidly
That's
throughout
because
its run.
Hickman got away from what was making it great. He just started going off with prophecies of Black Bolt falling out of the sky and
I don't know if it's going to come back at
it's
this
really
point.
Funny how like just a couple books can throw off whatever they're doing.
The issue
his FF run near the end of it especially was my favorite book every month, and now I have a hard time defending it.
Yeah.
Like, the issue, he Black Bolt whispers something and destroys another dimension, and then he comes back and he says something, and it's kind of like a strong wind goes through the palace. I'm like, you're going to whisper and destroy a dimension, but saying something just is like a breeze. I'm like,
Who picked FF as their favorite book in our podcast a few weeks
Nobody.
Back?
Nobody. I did.
We talked about it.
Maybe the first issue.
I did, too. I had it on there, mainly because when we did that, they weren't. I don't think this.
Up to 6 was good.
Black Bolt story was even out yet. Maybe
up to 5 or 6 was good. When they went off into Inhumans, you didn't see an FF guy.
Well, it was sticking with the end of Fantastic Four.
It was going
all of a sudden. I don't know, but maybe this might turn into something part of that story, but I can care less.
So I think Herc is going downhill, if you ask me.
That problem with it. Had a good start and then got sucked into tie-ins.
And a worthless tie-in of, Herc fighting Kronos, whatever his name is.
Sequel to the Chaos War.
Yeah, it was just stupid.
Now he's going to be in
street
Spider.
Level. I think that was the cool part of it.
Yeah, I agree. Those first four issues were fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It was Ares' son that's the god of chaos, or god of
Krytos or something.
Yeah, I forget.
Now we get to Vengeance, one of my frustration books. I love this. The summer surreal sojourn into good and evil bursts into Loki's world. Well, this book's shipping in October.
I would say that this is a really tough book to pick up unless you just need every little nugget of Marvel news or Marvel continuity. It does have Beak and Angel from Morrison's running it, which I just want to see what they're doing. But short of that, it's worthless.
Yeah, my biggest problem was, why did we need this right now? When you have Fear Itself and Spider Island and X-Schism, and the first issue of this came out with Magneto on the cover, so I'm sitting trying to order it. I'm like, is it an X-book? What is it?
I thought it was a Schism tie-in when it first came out, and then I read it, and I'm like...
I mean, it could be a great book, but it's not going to do anything in this environment with too much going on.
I thought it was supposed to be something related to Acts of Vengeance. You know, they had the Magneto cover. I thought it was going to be this villain miniseries, and I was so excited. Joe Casey.
Yeah, I like Joe Casey, too.
But they just didn't promote it well at all.
I bought issue one and not number two, so if that helps you with your ordering.
I haven't read number two yet. I bought issue one, and I was like... Okay, I know what this is. This is a book for continuity people only.
Yeah. And, okay, Legion of Monsters. No idea what to make of this. is the writer's name seriously Dennis Hopeless?
And Wando.
Well, no, Wando's been doing stuff for a while, but Dennis Hopeless? I mean, that just does not give me a good, you know, I'm going to order lots of this. This is going to be order two and hope I'm not stuck with them.
But, hey, it's got Elsa Bloodstone for all you Next Wave fans.
You know what this reminds me of?
Let's sing the Next Wave theme song.
This reminds me of I Gotta Have a Book to Compete with Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it is October also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the cover.
But it's four issues. That seems like probably four too many.
Yeah, maybe two too many.
Four too many, I agree.
Okay, S.H.I.E.L.D., I honestly can't tell you what's going on in that.
You know, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s a book I hate because I love every time I read it, but I want to drop it in the month that they don't deliver it.
Is it still selling well?
It's still steady. It hasn't dropped. Okay. No, the same people are getting it. I don't think they're understanding it, but they're still getting it.
It is a crazy. It's a crazy good story. The writing and the art is beautiful, but it's like I want. Every time I read it, I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to buy the next one. I'm going to read it in trade, and then it comes out, and I'm like, oh, I got to read this.
Yeah.
I read it, and then a week later, I instantly forget what it was about.
And because it's bi-monthly, by the time the next one comes out, you're going, what?
But I think it's some of Hickman's better work.
Oh, it is, but maybe this was wait till it's done or further along and put it out monthly.
Or a graphic novel, because it's not really a continuity
Well, they've had
book.
some cliffhangers I've liked, but Thunderbolts 164, probably the worst cover I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. That's horrible.
That cover is not going to sell books.
But isn't that Joe, whatever his last name is, isn't he, like, been around for a long time?
Never heard of him.
What's on fire in that cover?
I think Zemo has gas or something.
Looks like Cap's trying to tough one out.
Yeah, I don't know. Not good.
It looks like Cap fired the Super Soldier Serum.
Yeah. Nick, are you looking at the previews?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, what's this cover of Captain America 4 homaging? We figured them all out except that one.
Where is that?
The one on the left-hand page?
The Fantastic Four.
Crystal, Luke Captain Cage. America.
Page 48.
Those are all people that were on the FF. They're the characters that were FF members.
Right, but they're all the rest are homage covers.
Yeah.
I just can't place that one.
This isn't an homage in as much
as not?
The characters that used to be in the FF.
Okay, fair enough.
Like Miss Marvel, Scott Lang's, Crystal and Luke Cage.
Okay.
If this doesn't go without saying, I'd like the new Avengers 17 cover, please. if I really didn't have to say that,
I don't think I'm gonna. Well, you just said you hated that John Tyler Christopher because you hated his Hawkeye cover.
Well, yeah.
Same guy.
He did all right with that one.
Okay. Okay. Now, I wish they just let Crush Gen go because I think I sold one copy of Mystic.
I heard Mystic was good.
I sold a copy.
I didn't buy it.
And this promo for Point One.
Point One!
Why are they even
there? That's
a Daredevil. Why would there be a Daredevil?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't...
And then
why do we need a 0.1? And if the point is to get new readers on, why do we need something like 7.1?
I know. But no, this is a new series called 0.1.
Yeah, I know that is, but just the
point
whole...
One, it's 1.1, and then it's going to be 2.1, and then 3.1.
You know, this is the frat boy syndrome that I will agree with you. This is retardedness. I
think no, the next page is better.
Yeah. But I'll still buy it.
It's, I buy every point one. Yeah, I love point one issues.
The X-Men book is the best.
Yes, because, you know, granted, it's been 20 years, but I can probably...
It feels old.
I can give a copy of...
Yeah.
I can give every one of my customers a copy of X-Men number one.
And still have some left over.
Oh, and still have plenty left over.
Because there's millions more copies of that than there are people that still
read
comic books.
But why in the world would I order another one? You know,
just for it to be recolored.
Which cover is it? But they only did one cover? What's up with that?
Well,
this is
two.
The Blu-ray to the DVD.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Redid all the coloring inside. Have you seen pictures of it?
No.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures. They redid the coloring.
Great.
So.
Well, it's probably just the coloring they did for the Claremont Lee omnibus, right?
Probably. Yeah. Okay, Schism number 5.
I do like that cover.
Things are happening. Yeah. And the last issue was good. We were talking earlier, and my only concern with Schism as a whole... is it would have been nice, this was would have been one of those really cool things to have happened going through the issues rather than a separate event. But Schism, I wish it had, maybe this would have been a long, you know, something that was hinted at for a long time in either Uncanny or one of the other X-Books, whereas it seems, not forced, but it seems like a tailor-made editorial event. We need something to happen. Let's, you know, create this.
Well, Dave Schneider needed his own X-Book.
Well, that's fine. It's just been weird that it's been a different artist for each one, too. I don't know if that was a plan so that they knew they could get it done.
Yeah.
You didn't notice that was issue 2?
Yeah. And then this last one was Acuna. I mean, not bad artists, but just, you know, they're always going, you know, make it look good in the trade. Well, it's going to read a little disjointed in the trade. But, I don't know, it just seems very editorial as opposed to very, you know, flowing from a natural way the story has gone.
It's a good story, though.
It's been good. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. And then we get into the splits and blacked out covers and redacted text and
the Regenesis one shot looks interesting.
Maybe.
I mean, it's going to be an anthology one shot. I think give
yeah,
you
it's
like
only
five.
One writer.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. I bought every single X-Men one shot miniseries, ongoing series since the late 80s.
I mean, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I'm an addict.
There you go. Now, I am looking forward to the risque variant of the Astonishing X-Men 43 cover.
I thought you were looking forward to Puck as Wolverine.
That's not even a variant. That's
Oh, no. We had talked about that before. Well, no, that was a different cover. That didn't look like that. That was a different cover.
Yeah. They released two of those covers.
Yeah, that's a different one than the one we made that comment on.
I like the cover to Generation Hope 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool
I think by
cover.
The time we're done with this podcast, we should almost get done with Marvel. What do you think?
Yeah, it takes a while to get through this stuff.
No, that's cool. I got nothing to do.
X-Men 19. Wow, could there be more in that to make me not want to read that book?
Oh, come on. Pixie with a bow and arrow.
No, not even, I don't care about that, but just the fact you have guest starring FF taking place in the Savage Land. Oh, yeah. No, pass. Or no, I'm sorry, the Bermuda Triumph.
That's fun.
They're what?
Magneto and Doctor Doom in the same book. That's
and
fun.
The Scorpius yeah. people.
See, I had to read two lines of that solicit, written by Victor Gishler.
But wait a minute, is that Cyclops?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Wolverine. Together.
Yeah, together. That's where the continuity aspect comes in. You're having a big schism, but then in this book, oh well, yeah, that's
never been clear
count.
If this book was continuity
X-Men's
or not.
X-Men's not in continuity.
I don't think it
X-Men's
is.
X-Men's not in continuity, no. But that whole vampire thing wasn't in continuity, so it doesn't affect the rest.
Vampire in all books.
Yeah, I was going to say that has to affect the rest of the books.
I think it's kind of like Astonishing. They can pick and choose what goes into continuity.
I don't think it is.
That's just confusing. Hey, the final issue of X-Men...
Hey, last month
Uncanny
it's
X-Men.
Still 543.
I know, I'm confused.
But I like the cover.
Everybody's happy in the cover.
Yeah, they
well, Greg Land, the they're best. Always... Yeah, Greg That's Land sick. Always is happy.
Although, Beast looks like he just bought a Toyota.
Which porn star is Jean Grey?
Who's the guy in the corner?
Cyclops?
Spider-Man.
Why is Spider-Man there?
I don't know. He's in the X-Men now.
Why is he dressed like that?
Why not?
It's his X-Men suit.
Okay.
get to that suit in there.
Here comes Joe Fellows.
Okay, Joe. Before. Joe, I need your help with Deken. I need. Can I get pronunciations, please?
Oh, it's definitely Deken.
Right. No. Keep with the artist.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Michelle.
I knew that.
Bertilaronzi, Matteo Bufagni, and Giuseppe Camincoli.
Okay, now continue that.
You want me to read the solicit?
No, but I want. Who did the cover for X-23?
Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna go with Kalman Androsovsky.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I think Joe Quesada and Axel like to go in Europe and hang out. So what they do is they say they're going to look for new artists, and they just scour Europe on a vacation, and this is what they get.
Do you think they have a sweatshop over there?
Yes.
Do you follow Alex?
Italian sweatshop.
Do you follow Alex on Twitter? Is he not, like, the weirdest human alive?
Alex? Alex Ross?
No, Alex Lonzo.
Axel.
Whatever his name is.
Dyslexia.
He's okay. Weird.
Okay, now Wolverine, start reading here. Spinning out of schism, it's a new day for Wolverine. I guess we're his uncanny X-Men. What happened?
And as you walk,
they left without him in the bus, so he's got to walk.
Okay. And San Francisco city limits looks a little barren to me. I thought it was a city.
I thought it was originally looking at that cover. It makes me think, oh, this is a flashback.
Yeah.
One of those Wolverine flashback.
But then you look at the backpack, and that is a modern backpack.
Well, he needs a long time
head on it.
Oh, there's one person missing from the
That's population. Kirby's head from Herc.
Where are we at?
Yeah, he took a personal. Yeah. Hey, look, Wolverine, the best there is. Cover looks like every other cover.
Yeah.
That buck's still going.
You know, it got good. I mean, as much as I hated the first
issue, I kind of enjoyed the first arc. I haven't continued on with Bionic Wolverine.
Well, he's chasing the dude that tried to kill him. Or not. Right. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Well, this is, I guess, about the first arc, reading it. It looks like it's those characters again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's getting close.
Yeah, Contagion. X-Factor 226. That's a cover to make you buy a book.
It is.
And what is going on?
Hands down, my favorite Marvel book of the month. Every month.
Yep.
Yeah. Although the Rain, Heaven, the Baby went on a little too long.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I don't know if you see any more wolves. Yeah.
No, see, now the next page is my favorite Marvel book.
Absolutely. Hey, wait, we skipped Evolutions.
That's the covers.
Oh.
Yeah, woohoo. So, but no, the next one, X-Force.
Nick, what I don't understand is the Blob lost his powers in M-Day, although I don't think anyone remembers that but me.
No. You didn't read the... Refugee mutants from Age of Apocalypse descend on our world.
Oh, it's Age of Apocalypse Blob.
Yes, sir.
Or Scarlet Witch gave his powers back.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, look, Deadpool. Okay.
That was the last issue of Uncanny X-Force was freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now we're into the...
Well, Deadpool Max. I got to give a shout-out to Deadpool Max. Okay. David Laffam and Kyle Baker.
Who
greatest team up ever.
Kyle Baker.
Okay. Huh?
That I do love me some Kyle Baker.
And I sold Special Forces over the weekend to a guy.
You're a bad man. Okay, Punisher Max, that sells how it does, and then we get into the book stuff, which sells okay, you know, nothing.
Is it consistent
too
or is it up down?
No, it's pretty consistent. It's pretty.
How about Laurel K. Hamilton stuff?
Consistent. But you
how
know like
that Casanova cover.
I wish I could say I've sold an issue of that, but I haven't. But it's neat cover, but just no one is interested.
Is this new Casanova, or is it still the reprint?
This is new.
No, this is new.
Casanova reads much better in trade.
Okay.
Yep, that's how I read it.
Hey, look, page 72, Superior 5 and 6.
I remember that book.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, if I was Marvel, I would have a Millar rule where it has to be in the can before I publish the first issue. Because this guy does...
Why do that to him when they don't do that to anybody else?
But he is specifically...
Oh, his icon stuff
is Kevin
horrible.
Smith, so...
Yeah. Mini-Mates.
You get that signed Marvel? Or, you get that Marvel sign, Colin?
The Marvel? Yeah. You know, I ordered it, what?
Three times?
Almost 7-8 months ago. I did get a window cling today, though. It was very nice, like 8 inches by 6 inches window cling.
It's not up.
Because you can see
I didn't
that from
put
the
it
road.
Up, yeah. Okay, X-Men by Chris Claremont and Jim Lee, Omnibus Volume 2. I don't think anybody really needs these books. I can find them all in the quarter box.
Nick, should I buy that?
It's, I don't know.
You told me to buy the first one.
yeah, that was the better stories. This is okay. I mean, it's there's a lot of tie-ins. Like, I mean, do you really want to read some Ghost Rider tying into X-Men? And
no, not really.
The first one at least had X-Men issues that are harder to track down. These are the issues after he was already big, and you can find them everywhere, like Colin said.
Good, then I probably
will. If you've got one, get two, I guess. I mean, it's not a big storyline. It's just a bunch of choppy issues.
Yeah.
And then, I don't understand, page 79, X-Force Volume 2 hardcover. This was the previous series. Why are they doing a big hardcover of this now?
Because they did Volume 1.
Right, but when it was still going on, was the previous team, the previous creative team.
And the thing that's beautiful is just, they cut out the Necrotia issues and cut out the...
I know what you're Second Coming. Yeah. I mean, it was really good stuff, but I don't know that we need a big... $35 hardcover of it.
I'll buy it because I don't have the issues.
Oh, Necrotia.
Here's another one that gets me. Iron Age hardcover. This is 5 issues.
Good luck with that.
$30? No.
Wow. I buy none.
I used to order one of everything Marvel put out, but I'm seriously cutting back, and that's one I'm not going to order. Nor am I going to order Blood Ties hardcover.
Has anyone ever read Blood Ties?
Yeah.
I'm going to order one DM edition.
Pointless.
Does anybody else think the eyes on Iron Man?
Nick, it was really awesome when it came out back in the 90s.
The eyes on Iron Man.
I mean, at the time, I was so into Exodus that I'll see him in any book.
Yeah, look at his cat on this page.
He's like really beady eyed, like, but.
Who
weird.
Bends like that? So, yeah, Blood Ties.
Not America?
And then this Spider-Man one, Spider-Man Masks. I mean, I have all these issues, dozens of them in the quarter box.
Oh, I can't wait to spend $35. Oh, it's only $25 on a Liefeld book.
There you go.
Sweet.
Where?
It just has the one X-Force issue.
That was one issue.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's cool.
Now, I probably will do the Ultimate Comics Death of Spider-Man, although... It's just odd that they would only be the Ultimate Spider-Man issues, not the Ultimate Ultimates thing.
For $25.
Yeah, probably won't. Never mind. Pass.
I know what I'm going to do with page 87.
Uh-oh, we're not there yet. Oh, yeah, okay. And then, yeah, Ultimate X Origins. $25 for 5 issues is, you know, that's where they start losing me. That's $15 worth of books that you're trying to package as $25. The idea used to be... Wait for the trade and get it for less. Now, granted, it's a hardcover.
Frankly, that wasn't that great a story anyway.
Yeah,
how do you remember what happened in issue 3 when it came out a year and a half?
Yeah, it took forever to come out. And
yeah, Punisher Max, do we need a hardcover?
Now, what about the New Mutants one? I'm just curious. Now, like,
no, not in a hardcover. I'll pass on the hardcover and wait for the paperback. Young Marvel Man Classics, 200 pages of black and white newsprint. For $35, and it's
$35.
Great stuff from the 50s. Pass. Again, yeah, X-Men Legacy. I'm passing on most of the hardcovers unless it's something really, really good.
Yeah,
I might do the X-Factor just because that one does sell in hardcovers.
I might want that Legacy.
But something like here, you know, 5 issues of Wolverine, $25. Pass. Daken.
You gotta order that for Big Joe.
That's only 4 issues.
This Wolverine
for $20.
These issues were pretty good.
That's
at least I thought they were.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, why are we doing this? 112 pages. Now, here's one of those things that gets me too. Wolverine is 5 issues. Duquesne is 4, but there's only an 8-page difference between the two books. How does that work? Because we'll also get notifications from Marvel that there's a new page count on a book, and they'll remove 8 pages. And you're just sitting there going, How do you remove 8?
Sketch pages, variant cover prints, things like that.
Maybe, but they never tell us. At one time, they removed a whole issue, and it went down. Or it dropped by 8 pages, and they removed, it was, it was that Deathlok book, where they removed, they were going to also reprint his original appearance in Astonishing Tales, and they pulled that out, and they said, oh, well, we told you it was going to be 8 pages left. You should have known. It's like, what? New X-Men by Morrison. I'll order that. 15 Love graphic novel.
Read the first sentence out loud of 15 Love.
Yeah. Teenage tennis action as only Mighty Marvel can deliver.
Is it? Wasn't Millie
That's
Collins,
a real sentence.
Though?
Yeah, it was right. Millie the model.
Okay, from
but,
the 50s,
but still,
right.
3 issues, $15, graphic novel, size, you know, a little digest size book.
Are the X-Men, Grant Morrison X-Men selling in that format?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good.
Yeah, but I wish I could have them in the big one. Now we only get them in the little one.
So you can't order those ultimate ones I bought.
No. Okay, Cap Trade, yes. Order those.
I don't know if I'd order that Thor Iron Man God Complex.
Order one. Yeah, I'll order one.
Much what about that Doctor Strange?
Yes, absolutely.
Did I read that?
No, that's old. Yeah, yes. I want one of those. Historic death of Human Torch the same month he's coming back. Oh, sorry, didn't say
well,
that.
Well, yeah, that way you can get caught up.
A lot of trades
from the Marvel Vault. Marvel First, although it's just, it's really, my only questions on that is, what was it? Is there something in here because you demanded it? Something like that.
I definitely want the...
But Rawhide Kid. And, people are demanding his origin.
I want the Marvel
Captain
first,
Savage.
Well, I'm gonna get that, read it, and come back for my money when I find out the Rawhide Kid's not gay.
Hey, shh. You want to talk about that?
I want that book, actually.
I need to get the original issues.
Well, yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Okay. Oh, cool. Venom Lethal Protector. Yay. That would actually be a good one to have, because people do want Venom stuff, and they don't really have that much.
Is that his first miniseries?
Yes. I wonder if it's going to come with a shiny cover.
New Warriors Classic Volume 3.
Don't see much demand for that.
Okay. But I'll get it. I'll have it. Now, I might not do the Deadly Foes of Spider-Man. Well... Yeah, not for $25. That's a lot for a book that I have lots of copies of.
But it's both Deadly Foes and Lethal Foes.
Yeah.
I've read both. Don't worry. You don't need it.
Okay.
Complete Ben Reilly book two, baby.
You need it. Now, here's one I'm going to be able to sell all day long, this Uncanny X-Force Apocalypse Solution. That was great. And then finally, we're getting the first trade for X-23. What issue were we on?
16 or something.
No, but I mean, what am I ordering in here?
Pretty far up. It's 15. By Joe's favorite book.
Look at those posters in the back. Those
We're getting there. We're getting there.
There's
hang on.
Been
yeah, we're on to issue 15, already. And we're just getting the trade for volume 1.
There's been what?
There's been two hardcovers of that already.
Yeah. So why are we just getting the trade now? But yes,
DC's really bad about that.
DC is intentionally bad about it, but
they let those
Marvel's normally
isn't. Simmer forever before they put a trade out.
But and then we get the great Marvel posters. I think the Fantastic Four one looks a little crisper than the other two,
especially in the sea.
Yeah, the sea. Yeah,
I think it's more black. I mean, how much more black could it be?
Black.
Oh, come
black.
On! Yeah. Nobody knows Spinal Tap. Where was the none more black? Oh man,
the last Ultimate Spider-Man was pretty black. I mean, it's been.
Hey. This is a clean podcast, sir.
How is that not clean?
No, you know what I mean. Okay.
He has a point.
Well,
out of time.
No, we got about a half hour left.
I think we should play Stump Calling on previews.
So, we can probably get through at least some of the biggies.
X-Men Regenesis.
Pretty quickly.
The biggies, like the last issue of Darkwing Duck?
No, but I do want to address that.
Me too.
But, okay, let's hit into Dark Horse just for fun. We'll start on page... This is in the main book. Start on page 24. Now, Orchid, kind of neat, Tom Morello writing it. He was in Rage Against the Machine. Kind of neat, but it's going to be, will any of his fans come in for that? Will it sell because of him?
It's only a dollar.
That's true. That'll make it easier to sell.
That's
or at least easier to order.
Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, Tom Morello. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it.
So Mass Effect sells really well.
Really?
All the Star Wars stuff sells well. So, and to me personally, they all kind of blur together. I don't order one more than any other because of that.
Well, I would say Crimson Empire. At the very least, it's a story in the original trilogy, so those probably do better.
Okay. It's got a cool red cover.
It's got Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Boba Fett where?
No, I said, there he is. Okay, so, and then, episode one adventures. Okay, we don't talk episode one. So Omnibus, I do order most of the Dark Horse stuff. Like, I'll be getting the Aliens.
See page 38?
38, what do we got? Hey!
Last issue ever.
7 years. 7 years later, and we have issue 32.
I might read that when it comes out.
Now, it does say on sale November 2nd, so I'd like to take money on it actually hitting that date.
I'll take the over.
Yeah. Conan sells okay. Cole.
This is a question that came up on Sunday. Does Conan actually sell in issues or only in trade?
No, I sell probably about six. of each issue.
It seems like it sells better.
It does do better in trade. Yeah, it does better in trade. Angel and Faith, people are waiting patiently for, and I'm intrigued to see how it sells. Because I know it's not going to sell Buffy money or Buffy numbers, but we'll see. Then the new Buffy, which is good. Yay, people have been wanting that.
Buffy versus the Law.
Abe Sapien, this stuff, I sell a couple, but my couple, I mean two.
I get them in trade.
Yeah, of all the Hellboy stuff.
That's a really cool cover for the BRPD.
Mm-hmm.
The hand with the chains.
Baltimore, and finally the first trade of Baltimore, which is odd because that was a Free Comic Day book. And this seems to be, I mean, I know they came out with a hardcover, but they were promoting it back in May. Just seems to be a while. Goon, that is a great Goon cover.
Is that book any good?
I've never read it. And that's another one that comes
quirky out.
Yeah, we get two a year, so.
It's ongoing,
trade.
Yeah, it's ongoing, yeah. Cult, I think we've gotten the first one. I guess when I see inspired by the RPG or inspired by the video game, I kind of tune it out because with not having that background. Why is Wash on the cover of Dollhouse? Okay, sorry.
I thought that scene.
Because he's in it.
Okay. But yeah, when I saw that, I'm just like,
Alpha.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
okay.
He was a character on the show.
Okay.
Alpha.
And I love this. 200th issue of Usagi Yojimbo, issue 141. What?
That's Marvel numbering there.
That is Marvel numbering.
At least they explain it in the...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They take the time.
But I order one and hope it sells. That was on a different podcast when they were going through the previews and, like, everybody jumped on some Usagi Yojimbo, you know. That's my favorite thing. I'm like, man, I carry it. I always order it, but it never sells. Dark Horse Presents. I know it's not a monthly, but it seems like a long time since we've had one.
That's an anthology book, right? It doesn't really matter how often.
Right, but at least some, you know,
some
steadiness.
Making,
yeah.
Making effort.
The manga stuff doesn't sell for me. Milk and Cheese. I've already had two or three people interested in this, so I'll probably order.
Milk and Cheese is really cool.
Is that supposed to be from Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No, that's much
no,
older.
No, Evan Dorkin has been around forever. He's
yeah.
an animation like
okay.
guy.
Wasn't Milk and Cheese given out on Free Comic Book Day? It was like in something, I remember.
Might have been.
It's been around for like 20 years.
Huh. That's
yeah.
cool, though. This says this
yeah,
hardcover collects like every issue that he's done.
Along with a blank ton of supplemental awesomeness. These big archive books do not do anything.
Yep,
they're just tough. They're 200 pages, $50.
Is this like Gold Key stuff?
Yeah, the Gold Key stuff. Just and there's just too many. I mean, here's Tarzan Volume 10. It's just that's just too much to try to carry. When you
Plus
don't.
Plus, then there's Dark Horse's Marvel statues.
Oh, you know what? It was funny. The one comment I got from a guy online is he said he ordered them and he said they looked like they were chewed by mice. And then when you kind of look at them, you can kind of see that. They look like they were whittled. So, yeah.
Chinese prison labor.
Yeah, and they're really small for the price. So, pass. Now, see, little things like this, these relists in the back is something, you know, definitely aimed for me more than you guys. But it's one of those things where it pops up, especially when it's in the computer, and it'll let me know, hey, gosh, I don't have any of that, and I can go ahead and order it. So I'm going to skip DC only because we're kind of, can't really make any comments about number twos when we're waiting for number ones. And
I would just say buy them all.
Absolutely.
Shade
number one.
Do you want
to cover the trays and stuff?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying for the mall, I don't really want to go into the issues. But Penguin, Pain and Prejudice, looks good. Hurwitz is a crime guy.
Yep.
Simon Kurdansky is doing Spawn right now.
Oh, you skipped My Greatest
Sounds
Adventure.
Sounds like a great trade.
Oh, did I miss My Greatest Adventure? Okay. I don't know about that one. It sounds like a great trade. There you go. Continuing the tales of Garbage Man and Tanga from Weird Worlds. Well, that's not a big seller for me because those sold for crap.
Wasn't Lobo in Weird Worlds?
Yeah, but it still...
Didn't sell?
It didn't sell.
I'm all about the Penguin and I'm all about the Huntress minis. I'm in for both.
Yeah.
Those.
Now, Batman, one thing I did like about Batman, Bruce Wayne's back in the cowl hunting the new and deadly killer in Gotham City. But who is the mysterious killer in the Owl Mask? And is he the key to unlocking one of Gotham's oldest and most terrifying secrets? Now, I'm hoping that ties into Gates of Gotham.
Hey, when did Two-Face take the get a gamma radiation?
I know, something happened. You know what? Who knows?
Must have found some venom.
That's what I was thinking. Now, I do want to say, personally, this cover for Batwing 2 on page 86 has me very excited to read this book. Knowing this is the same guys doing the inside, and I saw the preview of the cover for number 3, and it's just as good. I don't know anything about Batwing, other than, you know, what little that he's been in Batman 8.
You guys know about Massacre?
Mm-mm. Other than he's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's a legitimate, well, he's like a 90s Superman villain who is like a big racist. That's his shtick.
Oh, cool. That works.
I gotta say, I like the Batgirl cover.
Well, yeah.
Adam Hughes. Yeah.
Did you need to see it before you said that? Or?
Right.
Well, I like
And it. I like Cerebus on the cover of Batman and Robin.
The Huntress is weirdly proportioned on the cover. And I'm not sure I care about Paul Levitz writing it, but I'll still read it.
The who?
Did he create her?
Paul Levitz?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Earth Next page. Huntress.
Catwoman?
Huntress. She just looks weird.
I do like the cover of Green Lantern 2, where he's fighting the Sinestro Corps. I think that's kind of clever.
I like the Catwoman cover.
Yeah. Shade number 1. I think this is going to be really popular. 12-issue, well, not mini. Maxi series, I guess they call them. James Robinson.
I won't be reading that, probably in trade.
Okay.
Just because I haven't read the Starman stuff, so I don't know any of the history there. And...
It should be
probably
good.
Enjoy it without it, but not as much.
And I wouldn't let his recent Justice League stuff color your perception on what it could be.
Yeah, because right now...
Yeah, read Golden Age.
If you would ask me, my three least favorite writers, James Robinson would be in that list.
He'd be in my list on best and worst.
Okay, yeah. now top secret information here. Legion Secret Origin number 1. If you buy it, you get a Legion flight ring.
I want a ring.
Can I buy a ring without buying that?
Of course not.
I might give you the $3 and just keep the book.
Why don't you just be like Booster Gold and just take a ring?
Ooh, good idea. One thing that struck me as odd here, DC Comics presents Superman's Secret Identity. They're reprinting it in two $8 big books rather than doing another printing of the trade. That just strikes me as odd. An odd way to go about it.
Well, does the $8, is it an easier point of entry? I mean...
Well, it's 4 issues. There's going to be 2...
Right, but I don't know. I don't blink an eye buying those presents where it's a trade, I think.
But at 4/15? I don't know. It
Has
just seems odd.
Has anybody noticed that most of the Batman DC Comics presents have been reprints of Legends of the Dark Knight?
Oh, okay. No. It was funny, as I was just bagging an entire run of that and looking at some of the creative teams, I was like, wow. You know, you had an Ellis run and Morrison. It was pretty neat.
Because there's a lot of these this month I won.
Blank. The DC Comics, the new 52 hardcover.
Yes.
Who's that for?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who's that reader?
That's Sean Wheatley.
That's one I'll get one in and hope it sells. But now one thing I'm happy about is they're redoing Batman's No Man's Land. Because that's been spotty at best to get those in.
Yeah, we were talking
about
that.
Those aren't in print?
It's a new print, but I think it's a new edition because it's $30. So my guess is that it's probably, this is going to be half of it.
Yeah, because if you look at the page count on this, Justin and I were looking at
544.
It's like the page count of the first three current printings.
It's okay. In it, the classic Batman epic is collected in full.
I'm kind of makes me kind of curious if they're introducing any of the material. Then why would it be volume one? Left out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because there was a lot of
stuff left out of the train.
What was that, Nick?
In the like I think there was 5 trades originally. Was there stuff left out?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, there were 5 trades. That's why I was happy.
Yeah,
and all 5 were never in stock.
Yeah.
It was very frustrating. One thing I'm really happy, Flashpoint hardcover, the thing you guys don't notice, but I notice, on sale October 19th. That makes me very happy that they're not waiting 6 months to get this out.
That was due to retailer demand, right?
But it's nice to see that they listen.
Is this New 52, is it oversized or anything, or is it just the...
No, it's just all, but it's 1,200 pages.
Yeah, but... I mean, they're just like issues that'll be impossible to read. That
I think
stick
that's
around
for
52 times.
That's for the same people that buy the omnibus and leave it in the shrink wrap.
Yeah, you buy it, put it on your shelf just to have.
Well, I buy the omnibuses and I can't open them, but I take them out of the shrink wrap.
Okay, just looking through, it seems to be okay. Supernatural by Brian Wood, cool. Spaceman by Azzarello and Risso, very cool.
Real quick,
and a dollar.
I had a question about the Don Newton Batman. Just if you, what issues are these? Is it anything jump out at me, or I guess trying to figure out why they did it? Because I understood the Marshall Rogers, right. I understand the Gene Colan. I don't know that I understand the Don Newton.
No, I don't know.
Sorry,
that's okay.
You skipped over Superman Grounded Volume 2.
On purpose.
Yeah. Okay, here's another interesting one. Annotated Sandman Volume 1 hardcover. Black and white, 11 or 12 inches by 12 inches. So they're going to keep the art the same and just add a column for the text. Interesting. The only thing that made me sad is only because I reread it recently, and in the trade, the issue that they show here is the sample page was already annotated in the trade. It had the entire script in the back. So I was looking at this going, "This I've seen all this. This is all really familiar." So I just wish they had shown something other than something I've seen before.
The annotated was like some dude giving you his interpretation of the... I didn't read it.
No, I think it's like basically giving you the scripts and the notes and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought it was like some dude going...
Did you also notice that it's black and white?
Yes. That's okay.
Kind of an interesting way to do it.
Okay, three issues left in DMZ.
Sweet.
Let's see. Final issue of House of Mystery.
You said that.
Yeah, only a buck, too.
Yeah.
I'll have lots. Another Vertigo Resurrected by Peter Milligan. Oh, art by Eduardo Risso. Cool. Let's see, anything else? Oh, The Unexpected. I think this is going to be another one like that Strange Tales that was quite popular.
That was one I tagged for
purchase. And no, I will not be ordering the number one's comics portfolio set. I don't think there's any of those covers are that important for $130.
I really wanted that, and then I saw the price tag and went...
It's 52 of them, so I can see that.
Archival paper. Like they're,
are they?
Yeah, they're high quality.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice, but 52 of them.
That just feels like something I'll pick up at a con at half price. Yeah.
And I'll probably be getting in the Green Lantern versus Parallax statue, and definitely getting in the Orisa busts, and getting the DCU online figures.
I'm not interested in the Orisa bust if that helps you order.
And that's about it.
I'm getting the animated series in my cat.
Just it went up another $25, and that bums me out.
And it doesn't sell that well to start with.
Yeah. No, they don't. Okay, so if time we can shoot through IDW here. Star Trek, cool, ongoing. Hopefully that'll find some readers. The minis quite often don't. I think just because they're so short, people can pass them up.
What do you think of the Star Trek Legion?
I don't know what to make of it, other than Chris Roberson's writing it. So,
who's he?
I'm excited.
I zombie.
He did the last Superman run.
Don't blame that on him.
No, I'm just saying. But he did that. He's also doing one of the Stan Lee books, the Stan Lee from Boone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, no, that should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about either universe, but I love him.
I think it's fascinating. IDW seems to be courting both Marvel and DC with these crossover projects. It's kind of cool.
Well, what'd they do?
I just haven't seen the Star Trek crossover superheroes in a number of years. So.
Now we get 30 Days a Night ongoing. Interesting. I haven't read that in quite a while, so hopefully that might spark some interest. And I like this omnibus, $25 for the first three trades.
I'm supposed to ask that's a you neat about way to a do 30 it. Days plus shawl.
Yes, I don't know. Ghostbusters, we'll see. True Blood is still selling strong. Cold War by John Byrne, that's going to be kind of really dependent. I'm probably order that similar to my Next Men numbers.
Can you guess which one of those books I want? Of the three?
Of True those Blood. Three? No.
Cold War.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you're a Ghostbuster guy. G.I. Joe sells good.
Look at all those Joe books.
Yep. Transformers, D&D, those all sell well. H.P. Lovecraft, yeah, I do have a lot of Lovecraft people, so I will be ordering both of those. Wallywood Artist Edition.
Colin needs a moment alone.
This was Sean. Sean Wheatley said this was his pick out of the book, and... Jeremy pointed out something to me that I hadn't realized, that this is going to be even bigger than the Simonson one, because this is the twice-up boards. This is the larger art board. So this thing is going to be huge. It's 15 by 22.
Almost a foot and a half by 2 feet.
You're going to buy two of those, I'd assume?
I will buy one for myself.
And one for the store.
Yeah, well, yeah, one for the store and one for whoever wants one.
How does that price compare to the
The other one was $100.
$100,
okay. So, yeah, the price isn't bad. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we'll find out next week how that one's going to do. Number one comes next week. Jurassic Park is a toughie, only because the last one was drawn by Byrne, so I know it sold because of that. So.
Did you see the Turtles cover of the incentive?
Yes.
Brent Hembeck.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
But their numbers are tough to hit. That's like 1 in 25. It's like, am I really going to order in 25 Turtles?
So is that
just
Jurassic?
Like the Gangsters in Goliath's Godzilla book. It's a Jeff Darrow cover, and that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Both Godzillas have been selling well.
Is that Jurassic Park tying into the new movie?
Maybe. Monocyte, no clue. I'll order a couple. Probably not enough to get the Ashley Wood variant cover. Dead Rising, probably just a couple. Duke Nukem, one, because I haven't sold one of the first one. And Crysis, I haven't sold any, even though it's a video game tie-in. That one's not catching on. Anne Rice, order a couple. Hopefully, you know, some of her fans will come to get it. Crawl to Me, I don't think I've sold a copy of yet. Angel Good, Doctor Who Good. Although I don't know if I'm going to get the $50 Dave Gibbons collection.
That's got two different groups of fans that will pick it up.
Yeah, but they've collected these before in the classic Doctor Who, so I just don't know if we need a $50
book. How does the classic Who stuff do for you versus
that doesn't.
The new stuff?
The new stuff does. The old stuff doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Lock and Key, well, we all know that's crap. You want the calendar, Sean?
No, I don't need the calendar.
Code Word Geronimo, it's kind of funny. This was just a special order yesterday, I think it was. We had to get our orders in so that they could have it out before 9/11. It's basically the story of taking down Bin Laden. I think I ordered 5.
Okay, because I want one.
Yeah, I think I ordered a batch.
I already got the ending of that book. I don't need it.
Well, fair enough. Bloom County, yeah, one of each because I take the signed ones home. I'm greedy. That's one of the perks of owning the store.
How about Danger Girl?
Yeah, we'll get that in. $30. That'll sell.
That'll do fine.
Now I'm not going to order the Billy Majestic's Humpty Dumpty. This is another one of my page count issues. 88 pages for $15. Just, I don't know who it is. If somebody wants one, I'll do it. Oh, it's soon to be a major motion picture, but still, that's a mighty thin trade.
Plus, it means it's going to be in print if it's going to be a picture, so they're going to keep it around.
Yeah. Bob Powell's Terror? Yeah, probably will. That looks at least interesting. Baja? Sure. Sherlock Holmes? Yeah, I have a big Sherlock Holmes fan base.
I like the writer on that Sherlock Holmes book, too.
Yeah, he's good.
He really knows the character.
Yeah, he's good. But again, Kelly Jones art, so that'll work.
90s Batman.
Yeah. Eternal Descent. The first one didn't sell at all. Zombies vs. Robots, Ashley Wood cover. That one sold pretty well, actually. That Hellbound Train has sold well, so definitely carry
local
that. Also,
artist.
What?
Local artist.
Yeah, local artist Dave Wachter. Kill Shakespeare finally wrapping up, so I can finally sit down and read the whole thing.
You than me.
Let's see. Yeah, Witch and Wizard. You didn't take a class in Shakespeare at Penn State.
I was going to say, it's a fantastic writing, it's just I don't know Shakespearean history.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Witch and Wizard, yeah, I'll order that. Okay, that's done with IDW. Do we have time to get through Image? Yeah, we got time to get through Image. There was a couple things in here I definitely wanted to point out. This first one, Blood Red Dragon. That cover screams 90s generic, or late 80s, early 90s, just generic.
What, because Lady Death's right on the cover?
Yeah. But I'm just talking the logo. The logo is just bad. And then the one thing that jumped out at me was limited print run of 5,000 copies. And I just...
Good luck selling 5,000.
Well, that was my initial thought. Good luck selling 5,000. But then also, why would you put that? What's the purpose of that?
So if you didn't get number one, then don't buy number two.
To convince collectors to buy it.
Okay, because I'm just reading that going, you know, and that's not going to get me to go, well, I was going to order two, but I better
I'll
order
give
10.
You that, Matt, though. Honestly, I've been playing the speculator game with Image books because some of the number ones have really shot up in the last few years.
But, I mean, that's the only reason you put that in there is to get collectors to order a copy.
Yeah, but just...
Yeah, like I got I got a few of those, and I lucked out and did pretty well with that. Same thing with Walking Dead. There's been a few books the last couple of years that I've done pretty well on proof.
Yeah.
I'm in for Luther Strode.
Yeah, Luther Strode looks good.
That looks real good.
Yeah.
Did you read what it's about?
Yeah. Yeah. basically, it's about a guy sends away, what is it, the Hercules method of getting strong and gets superpowers.
Super strength.
I don't know what to think about this.
The Hickman one-shot? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just glad it won't be late, at least. I won't have to wait for issue 4.
What has he ever drawn, though?
He drew those, the Red Mask for Mars. And,
oh, did he?
Yeah, okay. Nightly News.
Yeah, he started off as a
yeah.
Last of the Greats, I think, is worth a mention.
Yeah, well, it's Joshua Hale Fialkov. Yeah. So, and Phil Hester cover. Woo! So,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't Hickman a like a commercial artist prior to doing this? Like, basically, did he do, like,
that's what it looks like. Yeah, it definitely looks that way.
Did he get fired for missing deadlines?
I don't know. Xenoholics looks a little cartoony, but I'll definitely order a couple. But
now that's weird because they're doing special previews in the back of Image Books last week for this.
Okay.
And they're just putting number one in the. That's weird.
Liberty Annual, I'll order. Artifacts Origins, Carbon Gray Origins.
I'm out on Carbon
Gray. Pilot Season, oh, definitely cut my orders back on that, though. I'll probably order 2 or 3 of each.
Yeah, there's one of those on
Witchblade here. Has its people. Okay, here's one of my favorites. Infinite Horizon number 5. I didn't decide to look back and check. Issue 4 shipped May of 2009.
As I said, it had to be at least 2 years.
So it's coming out 2.5 years late.
But
you know
what? It was good. I'm going to buy 5 and 6.
Here's the only good thing is they are offering 1 through 4 again. So, because I don't know if I still have them.
I'd recommend the trade of that to people because the first 4 were fantastic.
Dr. Bizarre MD looks like a good Halloween book.
Joe Casey.
Yep.
Assuming it ships by then.
Now, here, Last Mortal hardcover. Collects 4 issues, digest size, black and white, $19.99.
Ugh.
I'm like, really?
Good story.
$4 books, so that's $12 worth of books, but digest size and black and white. That doesn't make sense to me.
Where do you see Science Dog?
Oh, exactly. I had the same thing. Yeah, 64 pages. $20. To collect 2 issues. 2 regular size issues for $20.
That's Kirkman just thinking he could sell anything for any price.
Yeah, well.
I bet you bought it, though, Nick.
Yep. I have everything Kirkman. I just love his stuff. I don't know.
Who is Jake Ellis is probably a good one to carry. That's a great
cover. Yeah, that's been good. I can't wait to see how that finishes. Another great cover on Blue Estate 6.
They made that ongoing, though.
Yeah.
Right? Are you going to get Survivor's Guide like you normally get trades?
No. No, because I normally order like 17 copies of Walking Dead trades.
Yeah.
That one I'll order one and reorder as it sells.
Yeah.
27 Second Set I'm a fan of.
Butcher Baker Righteous Maker.
Heck yeah, baby. That Blue Estate is so good.
Let's see. Green Wake. That turned into an ongoing too, didn't it?
Yes. And I'll tell you, 5 wrapped up the first arc and I did not see it coming.
And I sold out of the Infinite, so.
Is anybody still reading Gladstones?
Yeah, that sells well. I haven't read it. I sold out number 1 before I could read it.
I read the first 2, and then I decided I'm going to get in trades.
Morning Glories, I saw it. Spencer told Matt that it's back on track.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, Red Wing 4, here's an interesting thing. I sold out at number 1, so I kept my order at number 2 the same as number 1, sold out at number 2. But it's like, they haven't reprinted either of them, so I'm not going to up my numbers.
Yeah, just wait. That trade will do well for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a weird story. It is good, but it's weird. Pigs is one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that's soon.
First one has a cover by Temple Smith, right?
I always love the captions on The Walking Dead, too. Glenn will soon regret his decision. Yeah, nothing good's going to happen there.
Are you going to double your orders for Savage Dragon and get 2 because of Bin Laden?
Well, no, I get 2. I have 1 subscriber and 1 for the shelf. Maybe I'll order 3 of that one.
People like seeing Bin Laden smash.
Yeah.
That Screamland cover's interesting.
It is, yes. Yes.
I'm not going to buy it for it, but it's eye-catching. Oh, Severed was really good if you didn't read the first issue.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys read it or not, but very
good. It's in the pile to be read. Okay, so we're to the back of the book. We'll leave that for another day. So, hey, the last time we made it through the back, this time we made it through the front.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.